Back in April, I was diagnosed with cancer. It's really been a spiritual journey moving through this process of recovery. And one of the things that I've come to realize in this process is that this is not my life. This is God's life. And I'm not sure if I have cancer right now, and I'm not sure I have a mental illness, or if I'm mentally healthy, or if I'm just wildly creative. The truth is, it doesn't matter, because there's this energy inside of me that I call God that is expressing itself. And today I went to hear Bernie Siegel talk, and he said, "Don't try to not die. Live." And so that's why I'm here today, because my poetry is an expression of who I am, and the poems that I've picked out today show a little bit of the journey that I've taken from denying mental illness to loving and accepting it as a part of my wholeness and my holiness. This is one of the first poems I ever wrote, and one of the things I like to do is I like to go to coffee shops and wait until I hear something interesting that someone says, and then I just start writing about it. So this was exactly how it came out the day in the coffee shop, and if I recall, there's three voices here. It starts out with, "He hears voices in his head, and he's totally serious about it. Don't we all? I mean, you do, right? You know what I mean. Huh? Who said that? I did. Who are you? Where are you? Just who are you talking to? I'm in your head, dumbass, the one holding the cigarette. Okay, I'm out of here. You're totally losing it. No, no, you've totally lost it this time. Okay, bye. I'm in control. I'm in total control. I am not crazy. What's up with this affirmation stuff? Quit it. Stop. I'm not crazy. I'm not. Whatever you say. Yeah, that's right. Whatever I say. I'm totally in control. Yeah, right."